Okay, welcome back to the fastest 2 hours in radio. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and as always, we are hitting on a variety of subjects, but right now we're going to change things up a bit. We're headed into Lincoln, Nebraska with our weekly Under the Helmet segment with our favorite Husker, the one and only, the great Jason Peter. How are you, Jay?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad spring is finally here. Are things starting to warm up a bit up there?
Finally, about midway through the week, I think we put the cold behind us and the warm weather started to blow in. So we're talking about maybe 75 on Sunday.
Wow.
Which would be a nice break from this brutal winter.
Oh, it was certainly brutal, no doubt about that. Well, I want to pick up where we left off last week, talking about and breaking down the spring practice report for the Huskers. But before we do that, I know that, you know, you texted me this week and said the top discussion point you want to hit on is what the Dallas Mavericks owner, Mark Cuban, said, that he believes the NFL will implode. So that is our opening point. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I like Mark Cuban. I really do. And it's funny because my father, an immigrant from Germany, came over, you know, when he was 25. He saw an interview that Mark did with, the British guy on, mm-hmm. I think, CNN, I forget, is Piers Morgan. And my father was just fascinated with him, and it was like, Dad, is this the first time you've ever heard of Mark Cuban? And sometimes I think, you know, people in, you know, my parents' generation, you know, sometimes maybe they're not in tune with everything, but, you know, he's relevant, and he's a figure I think that most people know, and when he speaks, people, you know, have listened to him. He's been successful. He knows what he's talking about. But I also know that sometimes these guys who are, you know, involved with the media, and I know, being somebody, you know, on the radio, you tend to exaggerate sometimes. You know, you paint the picture a little brighter than what it maybe is, or darker than what it is. And he made some legitimate, concerns, issues, whatever you want to call them. But, you know, I think the NFL is on solid ground. Obviously, what he says is forecasted for 10 years. You know, he mentioned the greed and the saturation of the TV market, the concussion issue, off-the-field behavior. And, you know, I don't know if you can say the NFL has more greed than the NBA or the Major League Baseball. I think all of the people that are at the top of those leagues would love to be in the driver's seat in the pole position where the NFL is. Now, I do think there are things that the NFL is doing that could ultimately, I don't know if be the downfall, but could certainly be a black eye. I think them trying to get overseas and have a franchise in London, that to me just doesn't make sense. You know, that is, you know, where you're pushing it now. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to have, you know, teams from Arizona and San Francisco. Are they going to be flying to London, you know, for a weekend game? I mean, I just find that hard to comprehend or see where maybe that fits. I imagine there's going to be a lot of expenses and everything else that go into to not just those weekly flights out there, but just with having a team over there. And is that risk really worth the reward? You know, what is the ultimate, the goal, the blueprint for the NFL? Is it to have, you know, 8 or 9 teams in Europe? You know, they did that to a certain degree with NFL Europe, and it didn't really work. So I don't know if you stop at London or mm-hmm. where they go. But, you know, with Cuban, you know, I tend to disagree with most of the points that he made, but he did make, I think, some things that I shouldn't say disagree, but maybe I don't believe him as in those ideas as much as he does.
Jason, do you like the idea, though, of the NFL expanding their Thursday night broadcast? I mean, why not? I mean, audiences, right. I mean, they're huge. The ratings are there. You're serving the fans. You're giving them what they want.
And they'll tell you if they don't, because the ratings will come in. You know, the same way you put Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football, it didn't take long for people to say, we don't like this. You know, they'll let the NFL know whether or not people want more or less. But ultimately, even if, you know, you expand Thursday night or you get on, you know, Tuesday night or whatever night of the week, ultimately the NFL is about Sundays. And I don't think that will ever change. People, they plan, you know, their weekends based on, you know, whose house they're going to watch NFL games. You know, are people coming to our house? Or are we watching this game or that game? And you know, the fantasy football, I mean, you know, that, I mean, it has, I don't know the exact numbers of how much of an increase the fantasy football has had on the NFL and the popularity and the interest of it, but I know it's been a lot. And I just don't see this thing going south. The only thing I think where the NFL can really, really, you know, hurt themselves is if they continue to raise ticket prices. And then ultimately you're just dealing with people that can't afford it. I mean, I scratch my head right now thinking how some people, you know, afford some of these season tickets. And, you know, a lot of times it's people, they put their families at jeopardy. You know, they take second mortgages, third mortgages out on their home so they can have season tickets to, you know, their home team. But I just don't see, you know, the youth football, obviously it's a concern. I think the NFL has tried to get in front of this the best that they can. But I think there's always going to be kids that want to play football. You know, because I think especially when you talk about, you know, kids from inner city or kids that don't have such opportunity at their fingertips, they will always look at that as a way out. And let's face it, a lot of the successful players come from some bad neighborhoods.
Jason Peter with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. So as we talk about the NFL, I mean, what's your assessment in terms of, I mean, how many days is too many? I mean, the consequences of too much television exposure.
Yeah. You know, and I think it comes down to the individual's preference.
Yeah.
For me, you know, I watch on Sundays. And, you know, if it's a good game on Monday night, I'll tune in. But that's not even a necessity, I think. You know, for me, it's I'm more of a college football guy at heart anyway. But, you know, if there's a game on, it will always be on in the background for the most part in my house. You know, whether I'm really tied in and I'm, you know, saying to the wife, keep the kids out. I don't want any distraction. You know, that's a handful of games throughout the season, but most of the time the games are on.
Okay, Jason Peter with us just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Let's pick up where we left off last week, talking about giving the spring practice report and preview. We already hit on the offense and the quarterback situation. Talk to us about on the defensive line, the returning starters. We got what? Randy Gregory, Vincent Valentine, and Aaron Curry.
Gregory is a guy who had 9.5 sacks last year in his first year. I think it will be hard to duplicate that. I think the kid is an athletic freak. I just think that people, if they're expecting, you know, 9.5 last year, well, he should have 11.5 this year. I think you have to keep kind of your expectations, you know, not at a minimum, but be realistic. You know, they have a lot of youth on that defensive line. But like you mentioned, Vincent Valentine, he's a guy who I think the sky is the limit, but it's a matter of understanding what needs to be done to reach that level of excellence. And that's not just for him. I think that's for the whole group and for the whole team, obviously. This has been an issue with Bo. You know, they just can't seem to get over that hill. And I don't know if any of them truly know the dedication and the work ethic that you need to be a championship sort of team. But Valentine is a 6'6", 340-pound guy who can run, just a matter of, is he going to show up on every single play?
That, of course, was Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, doing a great job breaking it all down. A special thank you to all of our guests and lineup, Patrick Livingston, the CEO of National Golf Schools, also Texas Tech head men's basketball coach Tubby Smith, Alan Maimon, Fran Zimnick, and our very own Andy Pondillo, doing a great job breaking it all down at Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, reminding you to not drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. So long, everyone.